are listening to Real World News. Communities demand new Guatemalan president to respect community consultations. In January 2012, right-wing Otto Pérez Molina, former military officer, will take office as president of Guatemala. Despite the situation is not at all promising for social organizations, they will demand a new administration to respect the community consultations that rejected several times open-pit mining exploitation and the building of new hydroelectric dams. Magdalena Zarat from the organization Conavigua said in an interview with Clock Villa Campesina that in October 2010, over 25,000 residents of San Miguel Uspatán, Quito Department, rejected these extractive industries in community consultations. We request the new authorities to respect the community consultations because these projects affect communities in a serious way, said another Quiche activist interviewed by La Voz de los Movimientos. Meanwhile, María Argueta, a peasant living near Copón River, talked about the situation in her community since Italian company Enel started building the Palo Viejo Dam. The water has not been clean for 2 years. We cannot wash in the water or drink it since it is completely polluted, said María in an interview with the radio show. Local indigenous organizations, who face another conflict with the building of Xalala hydroelectric project, have been denouncing for months that metal and cement waste is found in the river and that the people responsible for building the dam have threatened the local residents who oppose the project.
You are listening to Real World News.